one American at a time.
For Green and the pushback from the Green Agenda, part of what we're talking about during this hour of America tonight. Hey, hey, everybody, I don't care what nook or cranny you hail from. You have a stake in all that we're talking about, the buzz in your backyard. So keep these digits handy, will you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. L.A. banned plastic bags. How many of you go to the grocery store and you use reusable bags? Do you remember to do that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that, for goodness sake. Forget the whole plastic bags. We don't need to have a zillion plastic bags. When they force it upon you, it's tough because you get used to it. Old habits die hard. When I was in D.C., if you want a bag, they charge you a nickel for the bag. They're definitely trying to discourage people from using plastic. And now in Los Angeles, they've decided to ban plastic. Other things that are happening that actually are a little bit bigger on the radar, at least heading into this holiday weekend, and that includes the fact that, yeah, it doesn't look like the states are going to get bailed out by the feds because of all the bickering over the highway bill and who's going to pay for the interstate and who's going to dig the tunnel we need and what do we do with this expanding traffic? And the answer is Congress is not going to increase the federal gas tax. So you're probably going to be paying more for tolls as there are big searches right now on ways to repair and expand congested highways. Somebody's got to pay. It's probably going to be the little people who will pay in the end. And they're talking about poll projects in places like Interstate 95 in Virginia, North Carolina, 70 in Missouri would be another one. There are a bunch of pilot toll programs and a commission created by Congress to recommend ways to pay for the upkeeping of the transportation system, predicted back in 2009 that the U.S. will face nightmarish congestion unless they spend more. They say at all levels of government, they're spending about $137 billion less each year than you have to, than is necessary, and to maintain it, they got to expand the current system. So it could mean more toll roads you might have to pay. Don't get rid of your jar of change just yet to go on that vacation to the Bahamas. It'd have to be a giant jar, that's for sure. Big wins for Romney, if nothing else, bragging rights in wins in Arkansas and Kentucky. So now we're down to the nitty-gritty. At this point, everybody knows that it's Romney, but it's definitely about the Electoral College and the delegates. So in Kentucky, Romney is expected to clinch the nomination after the Texas primary on May 29th, and receiving a higher percentage of votes in the Republican presidential primary than Obama got in the Democratic presidential primary. What does that mean? It means that, just for the sake of looking at numbers, I guess, because you could manipulate these kind of, not kind of, you could manipulate these numbers any way you want. What it shows is that with 99.9% of precincts reporting, Romney had 67% of the vote, Obama had 58%, compared to uncommitted, which got 42%. Really, that many people are uncommitted, just sitting on the sidelines, waiting to see what's going to happen? Hey, speaking of waiting to see what's going to happen, this was the buzz in Washington, Secret Service, Secret Service, Secret Service, and what really happened with the Secret Service, and is this an isolated incident, or has this come up before and has just been swept under the rug? It's not swept under the rug now, because senators are looking into the prostitution scandal that had dozens of agents involved in misconduct and finger pointing and the worst of the worst, and trying to figure it all out and sort it out. There is a definite disconnect. There's a definite disconnect and a need to clear that up. So this hearing, maybe they'll flush out some other problems they've had. Maybe they'll come up with some solutions to this problem. But it's just very strange, I think, when you hear about the Secret Service in terms of what they did in Colombia, even though they were part of the advance team, it doesn't seem to match up. And I guess it's because I didn't know of any of that when I was covering day in and day out Bush when he was running. And so you'd always see the guys around him, and you knew. They just have this look. I don't know if they're trying really to disguise it, but they definitely just have some sort of a look that, you know, it's like a killer look. You know, that's pretty much it, let's say. Some other things that are shaking the ground, perhaps where you hail from or where you temporarily find yourself. The Missouri is going to vote on this right to pray constitutional amendment. So they're going to decide, now they have a date, August 7th, whether to approve this amendment that guarantees the right to pray in public places. The governor there is Jay Nixon, and he signed a proclamation on Wednesday setting the election on the amendment, which Missouri legislators voted overwhelmingly in favor here. So they've got to decide, is it unconstitutional or is it a constitutional? Or, you know, it seems, if anything, they keep trying to take more religion out of the government, and they cherry pick who ultimately is going to have to back out of the program that they're involved in. I've seen this time and time and time again. All right, this one will probably just make you shake your head. It's not a surprise, but federal agents arrested 4 people accused of smuggling. How many? 131 illegals found at what they call a stash house in South Texas. They were detained after a raid, and they were specifically in Alton, Texas, 8 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. The immigrants at the house were from Mexico and Central America, didn't require any kind of medical attention, but the 4 people arrested were expected, because they arrested 4 here, were expected to appear before a judge to face human smuggling charges. Wow. That's scary, based probably on some of the interviews that they did. In one of the worst cases we've seen in a long time, 2 men just pleaded guilty to harboring, that's the word they use, 115 illegal immigrants, but some without food or water for days. And this was a cluster of stash houses in Edinburgh, to be more specific, Edinburgh, Texas. Whew. So they're going after you. If you're harboring aliens, there's a good chance you might have to answer for that because of the criminal complaints that are being filed and the Border Patrol just trying to make sure they cut off all avenues for the people who are coming over. Some of them may end up with a little bit of jail time and a big, fat, juicy, juicy, juicy fine. Stay with us. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're talking about a couple of different things, including Catholics uniting against Obamacare.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.40, $800.70 for a half ounce, or $400.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,601.40, $800.70, and $400.35.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about.
All right, we've been talking about the March to November 2012 and vote getting. Hopefully the vote totals are up. What's going to happen with the Catholic vote? This is a big conversation. Why? Because of what's recently happened with Obamacare. Maureen Malloy Ferguson is a senior policy advisor with the Catholic Association. Maureen, as you are very, very well aware of, and this is something we just got in pretty deep with the last week or two, is now what's happened in certainly what we're seeing in surveys, but what we're seeing with 43 different Catholic groups across the country suing the Obama administration, all in response to the rule, the specific rule mandating employer health care coverage of contraception and other things like abortion-inducing drugs and sterilization. How many, in your opinion, how many Catholics will turn the other way when it comes to voting for this president because of that this time around?
Well, it sure looks as if President Obama has had a major miscalculation with the Catholic vote. And the polling shows that he's dropped significantly amongst Catholic voters. And it actually translates. If the margins that we're seeing in the polls today were to hold on Election Day, it would mark a swing of 18 million voters away from President Obama. And a lot of those Catholic voters just so happen to be in a lot of the key swing states like Ohio and Florida. So the president has really hurt himself electorally with this policy on the HHS mandate. And I'm not sure how familiar your viewers are with this mandate, but in the context of implementing the president's health care bill, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has issued a mandate that requires all employers, religious and non-religious employers, to cover free contraception, abortion-inducing drugs, and sterilization in their healthcare plans. Now, obviously, there are many people of faith out there that don't want to provide these services as part of their healthcare bill. So you can see that this has really created a huge clash between church and state, really, between this big government mandate on the other hand and the rights of conscience of people of faith to practice their religion as they see fit in a country that was founded on religious freedom. Religious freedom is our first right in this country. So so that is what's at issue here.
Wow. And talking about the miscalculation, do you get the sense that, I don't know, that they assumed maybe this wouldn't become a big issue, that it would just continue to roll out? As you know, the law is being implemented kind of piece by piece, and people wouldn't really focus on that, or it wouldn't have become such a big story. Do you think that's part of this? Certainly they had to have known that there'd be reaction.
Right. Well, I really can't speak for them or to exactly why they did this, except that it seems to be part of a political agenda, perhaps to reach out to what they see as the quote-unquote women's vote. They're using words like war on women. Mm-hmm. And really, I have to chuckle when I hear things like that, because the polls actually show that a majority of women oppose this policy. And really, it makes sense, because women are not some monolithic block that all think alike. A lot of women also happen to be people of faith who don't think that religious employers ought to be forced to provide these services for free, by the way. And I think a lot of women think, gee, my mom's blood pressure medication isn't free by federal mandate. My child's asthma medicine isn't free by federal decree. So, you know, it's in that sense, too, that the administration seems to have made a big miscalculation.
Yeah. You know this, too. Catholics come in all different shapes, sizes, et cetera. And you mentioned Florida. You mentioned Ohio and what a big swing that could be, and looking at electoral votes. Actively, are there a lot of Catholic organizations saying, hey, listen, don't vote for this guy. Don't vote for the president, because look what's happening here.
Well, a lot of Catholic organizations have stood up very strongly to say this HHS mandate cannot stand. And they're not speaking to the electoral issues in particular, but they are saying, hey, listen, the Catholic Church is the largest provider of social services in this country, the largest provider of private education, hospitals, and it's just completely unfair to put this tax on faith, so to speak, a fine on faith. A lot of your listeners might not be aware that the fines that will be imposed on non-complying organizations are $2,000 per year per employee.
Wow.
Those are crippling fines. And if you're a soup kitchen or, you know, Catholic charities or adoption agency motivated by faith, those are crippling fines. They may even have to close their doors.
Right. Are you finding also, too, what has to happen, as you said, 2,000 a person? I knew it was high. 2,000 is very high, especially depending on the amount of employees, that a lot of the Catholic groups are going to have to just not have offer insurance under the current regime.
In fact, there's one university, the Franciscan University in Ohio, that has already decided, unfortunately, to drop coverage, healthcare coverage for their students, because they felt like in good conscience they couldn't be complying with this mandate. So that's a very unfortunate, unintended consequence here. When you have a lot of big government programs like this, there tend to be a lot of unintended consequences. But it's just really unfortunate what's happening, and it's just so unfair to put these social service agencies, you know, inner city schools, hospitals, to put them in a position, you know, this is a false choice here, to choose between obeying their conscience, you know, practicing their faith, on the one hand and providing their services on the other.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for a lot of groups. Absolutely, no question about that. Have the Catholic groups, have you heard anything about this? Have the Catholic groups banded together with any other religions? Because there are certainly a lot of other people in various religions who are upset as well and also face the same scenario of the fines per employee. Has there been any feedback on that?
Absolutely. The Catholic Church has been in the news of late because of this massive lawsuit that they filed. 43 Catholic plaintiffs have filed this suit. So that has gotten a lot of attention. It includes such esteemed organizations like the University of Notre Dame. But there are other suits out there filed by other people of faith and people who just for example, other people of faith, the Colorado Christian College has filed a suit against this. And then non-religious employers. There's a suit, a company called Hercules, which has gotten some attention. They're just a family-owned heating business. And they, according to their own conscience, they don't want to provide these services in their insurance to employees. So they, too, have filed a suit. So this is an issue that affects people of all faiths and no faiths. It's an issue that affects all Americans because our First Amendment rights, you know, are those that belong to all Americans. And also, you know, people of faith are out there, you know, they're serving the common good, building community when they're out there in these social service agencies. And these are things which build up our civil society and are good for everybody. So the government ought to be partners with these social service agencies that are out there working for the common good, taking care of people in their soup kitchens and hospice and hospitals. And it just doesn't make any sense that the Obama administration has chosen to set up this fight. They've chosen to pick a fight with people of faith when really the government ought to be respecting the rights of conscience of all Americans.
Were you surprised, Maureen, by the reaction when this came out a couple of months ago and nothing really changed once there was the big blow up and the president and the White House was asked about it? Were you surprised by their reaction?
Well, you know, I guess I can't say I was surprised, but Cardinal Dolan, in being one of the lead plaintiffs in this massive suit, it's one of the biggest religious liberty suits of its kind in the history of the country, specifically said, we have tried negotiation with the administration, we've tried legislation with the Congress, but the Senate actually voted it down already. And he said, we'll keep at it, but still there's no fix. And time is running out to the valuable ministries of the church and all churches, and that is why they felt it necessary to go to court.
Yeah, and you know how. Yeah, I agree with that, absolutely. And you know how court situations are, and we don't know how long and how far this will go, how long it will take, that kind of thing. And by then, this mandate will kick in, and then we'll see what the Supreme Court ultimately rules, too, see if that has any kind of a sway at all in what happens there, because if everything were shut down, certainly that would play a part of it. But for the way it stands now, absolutely, there's two different paths, there's no question about it. Maureen Malloy Ferguson, Senior Policy Advisor with the Catholic Association. Thanks for filling in the blanks. We appreciate the time.
About the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No attorneys to plead my case, no lawyers to send me in the outer space at my fingers. I'll be true.
Global warming, what's true and what just simply is fabricated? You know, this is a hot button issue for me here on America Tonight. If you've listened to me over the years, we've had lots of people on to refute some of the science that's out there. In fact, we've talked about the true science, the true meaning behind what's really going on with carbon dioxide, for example, and the effects of that. So very excited to welcome to the show somebody who has a vested interest as well. Joe Bast is the president of the Heartland Institute. He's also a guy who has written or edited like 21 books. So as somebody who just did one and I'm working on my second, there's something about that, including A Common Sense Guide to Environmentalism. Oh, we love that word, common sense, and Climate Change Reconsidered. Joe, I know you just had a big powwow in Chicago. Interesting timing, by the way. And it wrapped up just on Wednesday, Heartland Institute did. And I can imagine that a lot of things like carbon dioxide and science and all of that was part of what you were talking about at the conference. Tell me where you stand now in looking at some of these fantastical notions and things that we have out there, and you can tell where I'm going with this. Where we stand, I mean, I'm looking for it, I am, but where we stand on all of this, what have you found in all your research and all the things that you've tried to vet out? What have you found as far as just, we'll just take an umbrella thing, take global warming.
Sure. Well, I've been looking at global warming for 15 years. The book that you mentioned was Ecosanity, A Common Sense Guide to Environmentalism. We did that back in 1993. And ever since, I've been watching the global warming debate. And I think where the science stands right now, listening to all the economists and the scientists who spoke at our conference, is we know less today, or we're less certain about what we know today than we know 15 years ago. Most scientists don't believe that we can predict future climate. Most of them don't believe that man-made carbon dioxide is a major contributor to climate change. And most of them believe that if we're actually increasing the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, that's probably a good thing because it's plant food and we're actually going to benefit from it.
Yeah, and speaking of that, the plant food and it versus what else when we're talking about carbon dioxide and whatnot, there have been tons of debates, and you had a big debate, I heard, over man-made pushes or influences versus natural ones on the climate. How did that turn out?
At this particular conference, the one that just ended, we did not have any debates. And
no.
The reason for that is we invited over 50 warmists or scientists who believe in global warming and believe in the IPCC's reports. Every single one of them refused to show up. So even though we had hoped to have a whole series of panel discussions and debates on the science, none of the guys who believe in global warming were willing to debate it in front of an audience. So as a result, we had about 61, I think it was 61 speakers, and of course the consensus of all of our speakers was it's not a crisis. The latest science, if anything, points in the direction of natural trends and not man-made global warming.
Yeah. And so what do you think, the natural tendency is to say, well, this is, we're talking about a lot of things that are green. This is a money-making deal. And if you're pushing something forward, you need the propaganda behind it. Do you think it's just a lot of propaganda or no, that's mixed on this?
Honestly, I think it is a lot of propaganda. I mean, we've been holding conferences now since 2008. The other side has had lots of opportunities to put its science out there and really engage in debate. And we've tried to take a nuanced approach to this. We've tried to say there's a lot of good scientists on both sides of the issue, and we're trying to find our way through this. But if the other side refuses to defend its arguments, and over again we have really competent scientists saying, hey, the evidence is, it just isn't there. I mean, at some point you got to conclude the other side just is not being honest. The other side is driven by something else. And what is that something else? Well, a lot of it is careerism. These guys are getting grants in order to conclude studies that say, well, maybe we're losing turtles and frogs because of global warming. Maybe mating habits of Southerners in the United States are being affected by global warming. I mean, that's how you get research grants in the United States these days. And I think a whole lot of this is driven by that kind of money, grant-seeking kind of interest. And then, of course, the environmental groups, they just make money on fundraising. Sierra Club and Union of Concerned Scientists have both sent out fundraising letters referring to the Heartland Institute and our conference. So they just view this as, I think, a very cynical way to raise money and keep their organizations going.
Yeah, what I don't understand is if you have facts, if you have the science on your side or you feel you do, why wouldn't you take the time to debate? Why wouldn't you take the use the stage and say, here's what I know, and you can refute it if you want, but here's what we've shown? I think some of what you said, the careerism especially, really smacks of what I've heard from other people, because I mean, that's it. This is your career. You're getting grant after grant after grant. And if you can just find a little tiny sliver of something that's believable, then you can run with that. And you certainly don't want to debate it with anyone.
That's exactly right. One of the speakers at our conference was President Václav Klaus of the Czech Republic. He's one of the few world leaders, a state leader, who's willing to speak out frankly on climate change. And he said a lot of the other world leaders are just as skeptical as you and I are about global warming, but they don't want to say it out loud because all the universities are pretty much taken over by political correctness. And all these left-wingers who just embrace global warming as a matter of almost religious belief. And they don't want to have environmental groups come after them. You know, Greenpeace now has an annual budget of $300 million.
Oof.
They're a worldwide organization with an annual budget of $300 million. When that organization declares war on you, believe me, I mean, you feel it. You know, and they start sending out their letters and their attacks on the, on your supporters. So everybody's afraid of the big green advocacy groups. And so they're afraid to speak out and admit the truth that, you know, the more we learn about climate change, the more we realize it's a natural phenomenon and not man-made.
And you know that people are getting wise to this, certainly. What do you hear from people? Because you've been in the trenches, as you said, 15 years really working on this. What kind of feedback do you get from, I'm going to say people outside of the Heartland Institute, people that hear what you're saying? What are they writing to you, or what are they saying to you? What's the everyday Joe who's listening to this show? What are they saying to you?
The I got an excellent way of measuring that. Our senior fellow is Jay Lair, Dr. Jay Lair. Dr. Jay Lair gives a speech maybe 2-3 times a week all across the country. The guy is a magnificent public speaker. He's, I believe he's 70 years old, and he still competes in Ironman triathlons. So he's just this fantastic, interesting, entertaining guy. And he's a world-respected expert on climate and water issues, fracking, for example. So he's got his own representative. He gives speeches all across the country to big audiences and small audiences. And he says, Joe, every time I mention global warming, the audience laughs. He says, when I say, well, does anybody in the room here believe in global warming? He says, maybe one or two people raise their hands. And he says he always gets standing ovations when he really rips on global warming. He says, Joe, outside of, you know, big cities, outside of the deep blue areas of America, the very liberal kind of cores, he says, nobody believes in this stuff. And I believe him. When I talk, you know, to my brothers, when I talk to family members, everybody knows it's a scam. It's a scam. It's falling apart. It's going to end pretty soon. And environmental groups are going to find something else that they can use to raise money and scare people.
You know, speaking of scaring, I think what's very scary to me, though, is that we're seeing in some of the schools, in some of these areas that you're talking about, they are teaching global warming science, if you will, but what's the push for global warming? In other words, what's out there?
You are absolutely right. I mean, most kids in school today, they're going to watch Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth over and over and over again. And that is just a travesty. That's just a travesty. The Competitive Enterprise Institute did a terrific critique of An Inconvenient Truth. I mean, if there's any parents out there who want to look into this thing, just Google CEI, An Inconvenient Truth, and you're going to get a 20 or 25 page critique of that movie. And you ought to print it out, give it to your kid, take it to school and make the teacher read that, and they're going to discover just how that film is just nothing but propaganda. And, you know, there's a better way. Heartland Institute is trying to create a new curriculum for K-12 kids that goes into the real science of climate change. And, you know, let students actually learn how to test the hypothesis, how to look at this data, how to reach their own conclusions, instead of just preaching to them some kind of political gospel about global warming.
Yeah, let them see what's going on and find ways to discover more about the planet, actually. That certainly isn't bad.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Climate change is a great opportunity to teach kids science. And science is all about you come up with a hypothesis, you find a way to test it with real data, then test it and test it and test it, and let other people test it and see if it's true. And if it's not confirmed by the data, it can't be a real theory. It's just a hypothesis. And global warming, man-made global warming, is clearly just a testable hypothesis.
Yep.
And this is
yep.
a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity
that.
For kids and teachers to learn something.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Joe Bass, we are out of time. President of Heartland Institute. Tax Institute. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again, okay?
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America Tonight. Can't say enough about my pal Don Wiskin. You just heard him there on Extendivite. Extend your life. I'm a terrible singer, so I'm not going to try to do their little ditty. But anyway, I take Extendivite thanks to my pal Jason, who twisted my arm and actually turned out to be a good thing. I've talked about this already, how my I didn't even know what my cholesterol numbers were. Isn't that crazy? I guess you take your health for granted when you're pretty healthy, and then you see what happens to people around you, and they sadly suddenly fall like dominoes, and you say, whoa, I don't want to end up with in a situation where I'm in the hospital because my arm's shaking and I feel like I'm having a heart attack. So anyway, I take the capsules. Go to heartdrop.com. I swear by this stuff. I do. Because I saw blood pressure numbers and cholesterol numbers go down, which translated into saving money for me. You know why it translated into saving money for me? It did because my life insurance policy, the policy on me, went down since the numbers went down with weight and with blood pressure and with with the cholesterol numbers, it was a pretty sizable amount of money that I was able to subtract from that policy. So sweet, that's just one of the after effects of me coincidentally taking Extendovite. Speaking of taking things, I happened to see this in the USA Today about calcium supplements. I don't know how many people out there take calcium, but you know that you see the commercials about calcium and osteoporosis and all that kind of stuff. So they're saying now that taking a calcium supplement to help prevent bones from thinning puts people at a greater risk for a heart attack. And this came out in the journal, the Heart Journal. They say about 24,000 people between 35 and 64, 35 being on the younger side of that, found that participants who took the calcium supplements were 86% more likely to have a heart attack than those who didn't take the supplements. Wow. And then the people who took only calcium supplements were twice as likely to suffer a heart attack as those who didn't take any vitamin supplements whatsoever. So calcium supplements have also been linked to kidney stones, bloating, and other studies. I thought calcium supplements were supposed to be decent for you if there was no other way for you to get that calcium. Boy, I think that's interesting, especially the heart attack thing, because as you know, that's when I'm talking about the Extendivite, since it's natural, why I like it and why I've seen those number of things happen is because I've had people in my family, on the one side of my family, die from heart attacks before they were 40. And they say the study didn't look at what caused the heart attacks, but that supplements caused the calcium levels to go way above the normal range. Kind of makes sense, I guess. In taking it, you were sort of getting more of it, too much of it, I guess. Maybe that's why it is. So I bet some people are going to rethink that whole approach to taking those calcium supplements. A couple of quick programming notes here for America tonight. We have the Belmont coming up, so don't forget that Friday morning. It won't be next week, it'll be the following week. We will do the trifecta challenge, which means that you have a chance to clear out the prize closet. How cool is that? All you have to do is guess win, place, and show. Oh, how easy that is in the longest of the races. You never know. I'll have another might win the Triple Crown, but it's not about that. It's about you guessing the horses in order or just the numbers. Because if you don't know anything about sports, anything about horse racing, it's not even about that. It's like picking lottery numbers. It's like when somebody wins a lottery, they usually ask them, was it a quick pick or are there numbers you played? And it's just luck. Where people circled certain numbers, or usually it's the numbers that they had given to them when they went into the stores. We've been talking a lot about traffic and the fact that the state's looking at charging you for the roads, for having toll roads and increasing that and slapping the tolls on it because they're not getting the federal money, and there's all the bickering in Congress. And really, let's face it, it's a lame duck Congress at this point. And I also saw this, and I was kind of surprised by this. If I asked you this question, where do you think we have the worst traffic? Where is the worst traffic, period? Where do you think the worst traffic is? I have to be honest. I'd say I would think Los Angeles, having been there and been trapped in that awful traffic. I would say L.A., but no, apparently Honolulu is the worst. Drivers wasted, they say, 58 hours in traffic last year. 58 hours wasted. Oh, I hope they were doing like books on tape or learning another language or having some great conversation. I don't know. But 50 or listening to awesome music or great talk radio, because 58 hours seems like a lot of time to me. So Honolulu was the worst, and I wouldn't have thought about it, and I've only been to Honolulu once, and I didn't like it. It was like, wow, are we in Hawaii? And it did seem like there was a lot of traffic there. L.A. was second. They waste in Los Angeles 56 hours every year in traffic. And check this out. San Francisco was third. New York was after that. New York was fourth on the list. I'm not surprised because, remember, you have so much of the commuting where people are getting on trains and stuff. But L.A., terrible. I have a friend, and she's actually come on the show a couple of times, Annie Z., and she's on that 405 freeway, 13 miles, the 405 freeway from 105 to Getty Center Drive, they say, is the worst. The worst. And if you have to, it's like one of those places where you live in L.A., if you have to meet someone for lunch and it's, you know, two towns over, you have to give them a very large window. Hey, bring a book, because I'm not quite sure when I'm going to get there. It depends on the traffic. But just a little fun fact I thought that you would be surprised about, that Honolulu actually had the worst traffic. We were talking about also during these last couple of shows what was going to happen, the fate of John Edwards, who you see a star rise and fade and rise and totally crash down to earth. But will they convict him for bad behavior or tie him to money that was given to Ryle Hunter, who is the woman that he was fooling around with and had the baby with, as that drags out in the courtroom? And I said, I think he does zero time, probation if anything, but probably zero. And you can take the poll. Does he do any time? How much? Could go up to 30 years, doubtful 30 years, if he were to get any federal time. Just go to AmericaTonight.net, get press 4, and then when they ask for the keywords, America Tonight poll. How easy is that? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. You can weigh in that way as well. A couple of final notes. I mentioned, of course, the fact that we've got the horse racing challenge thing, the Belmont Stakes coming up in a couple of weeks. Also, coming up on the show, we got some really big guests. I'm almost hesitant to announce it, because if I do, then maybe something happens. So forget it. I was going to announce who was coming on the show. And because somebody asked me the other day in an email, I don't know why they thought this, we were talking about the John Travolta mess, and they asked if I was going to have John Travolta on the show. No, John Travolta has declined to come on America Tonight. In fact, I don't think he's been on any shows talking about the things that he's been accused of anywhere. I think a few friends have come to his aid, but I don't think that John Travolta has appeared anywhere. We were talking this hour about climate change, because really now that's the politically correct word to use, not global warming. But talking there about that, and whether it was a farce or it's real, and what kind of science is behind it and all that sort of stuff. Will I Am, I read this in a British newspaper, decided that he was going to raise awareness for going green. You know, he's all about that. He went to a climate change debate recently. But you know what he arrived in? A massive private helicopter. I don't know, that whole thing about planes and helicopters. What do you think he was burning in that helicopter? I'm just saying. Send me your thoughts on the show, AmericaTonight.net.